To be the best, you need to play with the best. You might not have your own personal high-level circle of women yet, but you can hang with us on the Female Millionaire Show. I'm Midori Verity, serial entrepreneur for over 25 years, and I interview badass female founders and cut through to what you really need to know. So in 20 minutes, you have what can take years to learn. If you're wanting to play bigger, come play with us. Join the Female Entrepreneur Revolution today. Cheers. All right, today, I don't know where this conversation is going to go, but we're going all over the place because we have an incredible woman with us, Claire Wiley, and she's an up and coming for getting to that millionaire plus status with her business. She has recently launched an app called OurMaya.com, and it's to help all you relationships out there create stronger, healthier, happier relationships. However, in light of that, the other aspect of growing a business is dealing with growing a business and the challenges of it and working on your relationship and finding some balance when you can. So we're going to be all over the place. And let's just dive into it, Claire. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks, Midori, for having me. I'm really happy to be here. And yeah, talking about relationships is one of my passions. I love love. That is exactly why I'm building this company, Maya. And yeah, as an entrepreneur, building a company and balancing my own relationship has been a struggle that I didn't see coming, funny enough. So we should definitely dive into that as well.
Before we even get to that, because that is extremely important, we're going to hit on that in a minute, but I wanted to go back a little bit before you even had this relate or before, you know, Maya was much of anything. You were in the world of finance and somewhere along the way, you're like, I think I'm going to go back to business school. And when you were telling me before we hit record, this is what I loved because I hear this a lot where you kind of got the bug for wanting to have your own thing, right? You wanted to leave finance and go after a new chapter in your life. So you started a few different businesses and are y'all listening? It didn't work out. It's okay, right? That's part of the entrepreneur journey. I can't tell you how many businesses I've had that haven't worked out, but we just keep on picking ourselves up, dusting ourselves off, learning from our mistakes and from our wins, and then moving on. But you said one thing. There's one thing that really stood out for you that you realized that in your next venture that you're going to start, which ended up being Maya, that there's had to be one big component that was present. And can you just share what that was?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, exactly like you said, I started my prior career in finance. I worked in investment banking and private equity. And during COVID, I went to business school. And at business school, I was thinking if I should pivot my career, I felt like I wanted to do something that really fed my soul, something that I really cared about. So I was exploring entrepreneurship. I tried out a couple of business ideas. And I learned that I couldn't build a business unless I really, really cared about what I was building and the mission. And I've always been a big relationship person. I love love. I love talking about this stuff. I can go on and on about it, just like you can. And I decided to start a coaching program where I helped couples build stronger relationships and deepen their connection. And that became like the V0 of what Maya is today. And I got such good feedback. And I saw that my users really felt like they needed something to help them with their relationships because we're all really busy people, right? We have tons and tons of priorities. And there's kind of this bias towards our relationship that our partner will stick around. It's fine that I'm busy for this week or next week on my job, or I need to go work out, or maybe focus a little bit on my family instead. But our relationship will always end up being there. But what people don't realize is that relationship maintenance is really important. Taking the steps every single day to nurture and care for that relationship adds up over time. That was one of my biggest learnings, and that's why I started building Maya.
So let's talk about that a little bit because what another thing that you mentioned, well, okay, wait, hold on. Let me back up for a second and address what you just said. That's the key. I say three things that you need to have when you want to launch a business that you're not just starting to sell, right? A business that you really care about and that you're going to stick with for a little bit. It needs to be in alignment with your core values, your zone of genius, and your passions and drives, right? You need those three things. And that's what it sounds like you really kind of figured out because it is tough. You are going to get punched in the gut and knocked out at the knees. So the stronger that that connection is, the better off you're going to be and more likely to have a sustainable, successful business. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah,
But
thank
now
you.
let's talk about your relationship. And I was telling Claire again before we hit record, I have a little experience in the whole business, building business and relationship area because the first business I started was with my husband. And we were fresh out of college. We didn't know what the heck we're going to do. So we're like, let's just start a business. And we did. And we had it together for about 15 years. And I got to a point where I thought, holy crap, I'm either going to run for the hills or something's not going to work out well here. Something needs
It's
to
hard.
change. It's
Yeah.
really hard. And so for me at that point, I mean, I went into a depression. It was bad, but I ended up leaving and then going off and starting my own business. The first of which was a relationship business and wrote a book. And so just kind of interesting that we, everything is kind of a circle, right? It comes back
Yeah.
around. So Claire, talk to us a little bit about kind of what the situation is, what the challenge that you're noticing that you weren't necessarily expecting.
Yeah, so my fiance knew exactly what he was getting into when I wanted to start a company full time. He was nothing but supportive, and I know I would not be here today if it weren't for him, because along the way, there were so many different times where I wanted to give up and it didn't feel good to built this company. It didn't feel like it was going anywhere. And he was the one who, encouraged me and was my number one cheerleader. And that is really the reason that I'm still working on this today. But even then, I didn't realize as you get busier building the company, as you're growing, as you're acquiring more customers, as your priorities shift, it's really hard to balance your personal life and company building. I mean, I worked a really demanding career in investing before this, and I probably worked more hours, I would say, on average in PE, but just like the mental load of building a business is completely different and it's way more demanding. And I even find myself as someone who, understands relationship science, understands what it takes to, actually spend quality time with each other and sustain a good relationship. I still find myself not being present all the time when we're, having dinner together and he's sharing with me like what is going on with his day, his week. So I catch myself because, you're constantly thinking about your business. There's always more things to do. And there's never really a stop button. So having that separation between, and especially because, I'm in a relationship and I'm building a relationship with him and my business is in relationships, it's really hard to draw that line between work and real life.
Yeah. So there's a lot wrapped up in what you just talked about. And I want to address the first part of it where, you worked so many hours when you're in finance.
Yeah.
When you're an entrepreneur, it's completely different because when you have a quote unquote job, you know what your duties are, right? You know exactly what your task is. When you start a business or when you're running a business, it's not so clear. Right. Especially if you're just trying to figure it out. So there's a lot there that's just kind of the
It never
beast, right?
stops.
Yeah. And never stops. Then when it comes to relationships, so I've been together again. I started my first business with my husband. Fast forward, we've been married, I think 31 years. So we've been together for 37 years. So we have found a way to make it work. Not easy, but one thing that the one biggest factor that has really come in for me is When I decide it's time to be with my spouse or with my kids, so those of you who are listening who have kids, I'm 100% present. So everything else gets put away. It's almost like you have, I'm all about goals and setting up my day, right? So I know what I'm doing at certain times of the day. I do time blocking. But when it's, you know, if it's dinner time or if we're going away for the weekend, I put everything else away. And I just focus that time. So even if it is only half an hour, he has my undivided attention. Like I hate watching TV, but he likes to watch TV at night. So I'll set aside time to watch TV with him till I can't take it anymore. I'm like, okay, I'm out. Peace out. I'm going to go read my book. Right.
Yeah. Love that. Yeah.
Yeah. But just, I can't tell you how important that is, right? Cause you're only halfway. You're half assing it if you're trying to work while you're trying to have a conversation with your partner or have dinner anyway, right? So you are better off. It's going to be more time, better spent if you're 100% in whatever it is that you're doing.
Yeah. Give your partner your undivided full attention. Exactly.
Make it
and
part
that
of
is
your
something.
Business strategy, right? Just kind of think of it that way. It's part of it.
Yeah, exactly. It's actually something that Maya in our app, we promote and help couples with to advise you to, you know, do no devices, quality time with your partner, like set aside 30 minutes, whatever it is, to do an activity together without the distractions, turning off your brain, for work, for example, and actually devoting time to, you know, spend with your partner. Because exactly like you said, you might as well do it, or else you're half-assing everything that you're doing. So yeah, I think that's super important.
And then resentment builds, and then that feeds a lot. And then imagine how hard it is, this is for everyone listening, how hard it is to focus on your business when you have this relationship that's falling apart or there's a lot of drama around that. Right. And so that's the other part to think about. But yeah, when you're growing your business, it's your baby. It's your baby. And all you want to do is pay attention to it because you're like, I need to keep going. I need to keep on driving to make this baby work. And so I completely understand that part of it. But yeah, I mean, we have, since the beginning, when we first were together raising two kids and everything else, we have made it a point to go away, like do little, not stay vacations, but we'll go to the next town over. We're in Sonoma County. We'll go over the hill and go to Napa County and go stay for one night. And that's it. But just being together to keep fun, right?
And
so
I
just
think
little things.
That's such great advice. Like even taking one day a month, if you can afford it, if that's all you can afford, to actually, you know, without even kids, right? Like other distractions, to focus on one another, to build your relationship, is way better than half-assing, like a date night where you feel like disconnected and distracted, because living together doesn't equate to quality time. Spending a lot of time together doesn't mean that you're actively building and growing your relationship. So I think that's such great advice.
And it fits in well with your app and what we have going on. So I'm glad that we brought that up.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
As you're growing this business, what has been the most challenging part of growing Maya?
Yeah, so I think challenges have shifted. In the beginning, it was really getting accustomed to becoming an entrepreneur, having an entrepreneurial mindset. Like we touched on before, working in finance, we had, you know, set deadlines. I knew exactly what my roles and responsibilities were. There was structure. And suddenly building a company, you had nothing. You set your own deadlines. You kind of dictate everything that you're doing. You're growing as fast as you want it to, and you're being as stagnant as you want it to as well. So having that internal motivation ties back to what we were saying earlier. I really don't think that I would be as driven to build this company if it weren't something that I was deeply passionate about. Having that motivation to keep going was super, super important for me day one. And not to say it was like a linear thing at all, because, you know, we go through, you know, peaks and troughs of how we feel about this company. And I can imagine, I'm sure you know this from your perspective, having built your own companies too, like it's going to keep on changing, just like your relationship does. We will go through seasons in our relationship of like being happy or like going through tough stages of the journey. So that was something that I struggled and became more and more used to over time towards the beginning of building. Now, we're really focused on kind of incorporating user feedback for our product and really understanding our users and what they need and incorporating that as well as growing the product. When I was still in business school, I got the advice that I should be building a B2B business because those are easier to build. It's easier to sell to companies than to sell to consumers. And I kind of thought, no, I'm not going to do that. I love, like, consumer businesses are more interesting to me because I am the end consumer. Like, it's something that I care about, but it's definitely not, a walk in the park. I'm seeing firsthand how hard it is to do a B2B, B2C business. So growing is definitely a challenge that I'm, learning from and dealing with, figuring out how to reach our, best, most optimal end users at this stage of our company and how to scale from there.
So, have you come up with some ways to scale? Do you have kind of a marketing plan or?
So we're still a very small team. It's me and my co-founder and a couple of contractors. I'm kind of testing out different various growth paths right now, all the way from, social media, building organic content, trying to build brand awareness, working with some influencers to kind of get the word out there. And tomorrow is Valentine's Day, where my co-founder and I are going to get out onto the streets of San Francisco, hand out roses, talk to people about our app, at the same time get to know users, like feel their pain points and see how we can help. So just trying things all over the map, trying to get creative and, ultimately seeing what sticks.
I love it. I love it. So, where can people find out more about you and about your app?
You can go onto our website at ourmaya.com. That's where you'll find, about the app, about kind of our process, what we're building. And we're live in the App Store right now. If you just search Maya, MAIA, you can download the app, try it out with your partner. It's for every couple, and we're building it to help couples succeed in their relationship and stay together.
I encourage you to go check out her app and follow Claire's journey. Claire, I so appreciate you being authentic and real and talking about the real stuff that we go through as we build our businesses. And it's a challenge. When I was a marriage coach, I remember feeling like I have to have a perfect marriage, or I'm kind of a bullshit kind of coach is what I felt like. But in reality, it's life. We're human, and there are going to be those challenges. So I really appreciate you sharing the truth and being authentic about what you have going on. And I know your app is going to do fantastic. So good luck with everything.
Thank you so much, Midori. Thanks for having me here. It was so fun ch chatting with you. I feel like we have so much in common with our passion about relationships and company building, clearly.
100%. I look forward to talking to you in like a year and seeing where everything is, because I know you're going to have a much different story within a year from now.
Thank you so much.